We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Wake your ass up. The Breakfast Club is on. Wake up!
The Breakfast Club, Envy, and Charlamagne, the voice of the culture.
You think I'm coming here when this ain't hot?
See, y'all different. Y'all the culture. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what y'all talking about.
This is probably becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
Put it in perspective.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up!
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
And can somebody open that door?
Oh, Portia walked out right when the show about to start.
Oh, yeah, Portia just walked out.
Maybe she had to poop.
I don't think she had to poop.
I don't, you know, I don't fart in front in my clothes. And, you know, some people don't fart in front of people, so I get it.
Maybe she stepped out?
Maybe. Maybe she did. Good morning, everybody. That's How are you?
Our co-host, Portia Williams, is here. She's been here bright and early.
Yes. If
you actually are watching right now, you can actually just see her pocketbook where she should be sitting.
Big Louis V pocketbook.
Yeah, big Louis V
definitely
pocketbook.
Definitely real.
How you know definitely real? I mean, I know it's real. But
I mean,
how you know?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know.
I don't think you would put it on the table like that for everybody to see if it wasn't real.
Nah, that's
definitely real, right, Portia? Oh,
yeah,
you LV'd out this morning.
I'm Fendi, actually, but I did not know.
Fendi, actually.
Morning, Porsche. How you feeling this morning?
I feel so good.
Yes.
Second day up 5 a.m. Y'all know I ain't used to none of this.
Right.
But I'm good.
Word.
Already.
Is it difficult getting up or you all right?
I'm good, you know, because I'm doing my own makeup, my own hair, all mm-hmm. that. So that's like I do it quiet. Then when I get ready to go, I listen mm-hmm. to Cardi B.
Okay.
And I'm here. I'm
and
good.
Ratchet, turn it up a little bit.
Okay. I got to.
What you do in the city yesterday? Anything?
Yes, I went to Nobu yesterday.
I went to Nobu, okay.
It was so good.
I ain't gonna lie, Nobu overrated, man.
Yeah.
I only been there like once or twice, though.
The one in Atlanta. We just got one in Atlanta.
Just opened up in Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that good.
No.
I like
they
portions.
They gotta get that groove.
I like portions.
Oh, you like big portions?
You know
of
what I mean? Yes, I like big scoops of sweet potatoes.
You don't like I mean? To share your meal?
I don't even know what that means. What I mean?
Share your meal. Share.
Everybody
like,
just
you get a little
like
bit.
I don't mind family style. I just like real food. I don't like that stuff they serve at places like Nobu. That ain't my speed.
You don't like Nobu Town or places?
No.
You like Sylvia's. And
yes. Now we talking.
Red Soul Rooster. Food
restaurant. Yes.
Oh. Now we talking. Pink teacup.
Yes. Yeah. Now we talking.
Well, I did eat before. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the kind of thing you go there really hungry.
Oh, so you ate there.
I did eat a little bit before I went because I already knew what it was.
See, people go there for the look. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. True. They go there drink.
They mentioned in songs.
Not sexy. It's nice in there.
It is. It is. Vibey.
It is vibey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Marlon Wayans will be joining us this morning.
He's got a comedy special on HBO Max called God Loves Me.
God Loves Me. Yes. We're going to be kicking it with
very
him.
Very triggering special.
For you.
Just a little bit. Mm. It took me back to a time in 2009 that was a life-changing moment.
Yeah, because what did he say? What did he
we'll
say?
Talk about I love it. Well, in the special, we'll talk about it.
I love it.
That's my guy, though. I love Marlon.
All right, well. And then Angela Rye got front page news. We're going to be talking to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Portia Williams, joining us today.
Hey.
And it's time to get in some front page news. Good morning, Ms. Rye.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. We're going to start with our Women's History Month newsmaker. It is Melissa Butler. She is the Lip Bar's CEO, and it has become the largest Black-owned makeup brand in Target.
Wow.
The company launched in 2012, and can you believe Shark Tank told our dear sister no? Well, she showed the sharks because she is now in more than 1,000 stores throughout the United States, including 750 Target stores. So kudos to Melissa. You know I'm rocking my Miss Independent lip gloss right now.
Dropping a clue bomb from Melissa Butler. Wow.
But I will say sometimes when you go on Shark Tank, they don't see the vision, but the people see the vision.
Right.
And then, you know, your stuff still sells and you're still able to get in those stores, but you just don't have to give up that percentage sometimes.
But that's life, though. Everybody gets things wrong.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. And a show called Shark Tank, you know sharks are bound to get it wrong. But speaking of Black women making history, Madam Vice President Harris traveled to Columbia, South Carolina to make a historic announcement on high-speed internet access. The affordable connectivity program means 16 million households are saving $500 million per month on internet bills. And she also announced, this is the most important one, 61 minority-serving institutions, which includes HBCUs like Benedict College, where she made the announcement, would receive $175 million in grants to expand internet access on campus and surrounding communities. Now, you may say, why does this matter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw inequitability play out in internet access during the pandemic.
That's
right. Kids were going to parking lots of fast food restaurants to use Wi-Fi. And so Envy, as a graduate of Hampton, and Leonard with an endowed scholarship at South Carolina State in your mother's name, we know how mission critical it is to ensure these schools are treated equitably.
Absolutely.
And there's
parity. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, back in 2020, to Angela's point, you know, I actually saw that. Like, I saw those kids, you know, going to, you know, Taco Bell and Starbucks to use Wi-Fi. So me and the then mayor, Stephen Benjamin, we came together and provided free access to Wi-Fi to the Colony apartment community on West Beltline Boulevard in South Carolina. So,
no, that's great. I've been noticing Wi-Fi recently in the last couple of months have been horrible everywhere. I don't know if that's phone service. I don't know what's going on in the world, but it just seems like service has been bad.
When everybody's still using it. I mean, we definitely depended on it, the kids depended on it during the pandemic. But think about it. Our kids that are in school, that's all they use.
Right.
Even still now that they're back. So support it.
And Leonard, you just mentioned Steve Benjamin. I think you know he's just appointed to the White House. He'll start in April as their new Office of Public Engagement Outreach. He's taking Keisha Lance Bottoms' place.
That's a great Black man right there. Dropping the clue bomb for Mayor. I still call him Mayor Steve Benjamin. What's his title now?
He is now going to be the head of Office of Public Engagement. So he's a senior advisor in that role.
Right.
But don't give me the line.
Yeah, give me the
simple. Because somebody tried to say I was engaging in misinformation on here yesterday with all facts and receipts.
Not,
but
not trying to correct you.
And be and wrong with seven followers. Anyway, I have another clip. We have time?
Yes. What we got?
Okay, so the next one is, you know, y'all, we're getting ready for 2024. And your former twice impeached president, Donald Trump, continues to deny any wrongdoing related to the January 6, 2021 terrorist attack on Capitol Hill. However, the Justice Department is arguing in court that Donald Trump should not be given absolute immunity for his role in inciting violence on January 6 as president. They point to a rare exception of public speech from the presidency. DOJ did not state whether Trump should be liable for the actual incidents on January 6th, But they did limit their arguments to the incitement of violence, and that is the rare exception. So Trump is facing a number of lawsuits from members of Congress, from the Capitol Police, and so many others who suffered physical injuries and emotional distress on that day.
But the DOJ not going to bring no criminal charges against him, though. What happened to all his investigations? What happened to Mag-a-Lago and the January 6th? Like, what happened?
Well, there's a number of things that are happening. Again, all of those lawsuits, courts have combined some of the plaintiff suits, including Capitol Police officers who were suing separately. We will see what happens with January 6th recommendations. This is why we know elections are important. You know what happened to that special committee on January 6th? The Republicans became the majority in Congress. And so a lot of that work that's been done, including that hundreds of pages long report, may sit and languish because we don't know what will happen. DOJ is supposed to be taking the next step. And right now, Merrick Garland is quiet. Doesn't mean he's not moving, but he's quiet.
What happened to the classified documents in Mag-a-Lago? They backed off because they found them at President Biden's houses, too?
I don't think that's what's happening. I think that investigations take time. So we'll hear.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Rye. We appreciate you. See you next hour. And I just want to tell all the Raider fans out there, Derek Carr, he signed a 4-year contract with the Saints worth $150 million. So I'm not sure. I'm not a Raiders fan, so I don't know. But there's a lot of Raider fans out there. And that is front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because It was for us, and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Cliff.
Cliff, what up? Get it off your chest.
Sometimes we play ball and I miss dunks.
What?
Sometimes I play basketball and I miss dunks.
Oh, okay. I can understand why you're upset about that. How old are you, sir?
29.
Oh, how tall are you?
He's a grown 6'4". Ass man. I think he's flirting with
6'4",
you. I think
that's a missing of dunks?
Being kinky with you, bro.
Yeah.
Just practice. Keep practicing your dunks, bro. That's all.
All right,
brother. I'm not going to diminish this man's experiences. If that's what he wanted to get off his chest, is that what he's upset about this morning?
My first thought was, what about the height, though? What's that doing?
Jesus. Hello, who's this?
Flacco the Splash.
Flacco, what's up? Get it off your chest, Flacco.
My question is that, how do we all take a vaccine and nobody knew what was in it and they just stopped giving it out? It's just so mysterious and nobody cares. It's like they forced us to do something and then it's just over. Like, how is that?
And y'all got booster shots.
Yeah, they didn't force us to do it.
They didn't force us to do it.
It was a choice. No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was. If you wanted to travel, you know you had to get it.
If you wanted to travel, if you wanted to go in certain buildings,
it's kind of like a force.
Yeah. It wasn't a force. It was a choice. Like, you didn't have to do it.
Or take your ass home.
It can't work.
Here's the thing about vaccines, though. We've all been to Africa. I went to Ghana in December.
Yeah.
I had to get a yellow fever shot. I had to take a malaria pill.
Correct.
Nobody trip on that.
We know what's in there. We heard it.
I don't know what's in there either.
That's something that they've been doing for a long time. 40, 50, 60, 70 years they've been taking that shot.
There's been so many different studies about COVID, not this variant of COVID, but just COVID over time. Like, come on, man.
I don't know. People have been dying a lot recently and for, I don't want to say no reason. It's the weirdest thing. Heart attacks.
Yeah, it's the heart issues.
It's like, I see more and more of that, especially amongst my peers.
So let me ask y'all a question.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Forget the Casamigos. Forget all the processed food. The processed foods. Forget the lack of exercise. Forget all of these things.
Uh-huh.
It's just the vaccine. Come on, stop.
The vaccine
guys.
Set it off. They weren't doing too much.
I'm with you.
Stop.
Tequila been around for what, 20 years? People been drinking tequila. Mm-hmm.
And dying from it.
I don't know.
Just like cigarettes and everything else.
Not at this rate.
Okay,
and
stop
then young.
It. Stop.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, peace and blessings. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Peace. Good morning, Sean. Hey. Get it off your chest.
Yeah, walk on. Hey, is it true that Michael B. Jordan got the most sexiest man in the world?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Yeah, so I asked this girl that I used to date a long time ago, you know what I mean, if that was true. And she said, yeah, that's true. So I asked her, what about Sean Stone, if she thinks Sean Stone is sexy? So she said Sean Stone is sexy, too. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't believe him.
You understand?
I don't.
Why wouldn't you believe
him? I think we need to ask Trav how he feels about it.
Now, listen, Andy, you know I don't go that way. But listen, I want to come
you
out.
Go,
right?
If Trav thinks you sexy, you sexy, bro.
That's what we trying
to
say.
A lot of gay men have find me, a straight man, attractive. But it's cool. I don't have a problem, but I love women. You know what I mean? I've always loved women. Even when Portia was on Atlanta, I've always admired Portia. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Portia, you're sexy, for real.
She's married now.
Am I the sexiest woman alive?
Yeah, I know she's married. Yeah, I know she's married. But listen, no, she I'm in love with Marquisha.
She asked you a question.
But am I the sexiest woman alive?
Well, it's a tie. It's between you and Marquisha.
Marquisha? Who is Marquisha?
Yeah, Lala Anthony.
Okay.
I'm in love with Lala, Portia, you know what I mean? And you're taken, and Lala is not. You know what I mean? I'm just wondering if Lala would date a simple guy like me. I would like to ask Lala on a date. What do you think, Portia?
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
Why not? Because I'm a sanitation driver?
Nah, she just needs some space and time right now. She, you know.
What you mean she been had space?
I mean, you think you're sexy. I don't think she needs sexy back right now. I think she's...
Nah, I'm not. I'm more than sexy. I got a job. I got a 401k. You know what I mean? I'm making my own money. I'm more than sexy.
I think you should pull up the set. Next time she's recording, you take that sanitation truck and you pull up right there. You write, I want a date with you. Write it on the sanitation truck.
Hey, Charlamagne.
That's dope.
Charlamagne, can you hook me up with your friend, brother?
I stay out of all my homegirls' relationship affairs. I don't hook my homegirls up with nobody.
Yep, I'm the same way.
I don't want none of them problems if things don't go right.
But Lala, if you're listening, there's a sanitation worker out in Jersey that wants to take you on a date. He's no longer on the back of the truck. He's driving the truck. And he's why are you laughing? He's willing to pull up on you.
Cayenne ain't with all that, okay? Letting you know right now. All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Jay.
Jay, what up? Get it off your chest, Jay.
All right, so check this out. I want a couple things I want to say right quick. First of all, Jess Hilarious is absolutely beautiful. I love when she co-hosts up there. That was a good look. Second of all, I'm confused on why Republicans won't allow Joe Biden to do student debt relief when the past president did it, they didn't have a problem with it.
You're answering your own question, sir. The last president was a Republican, so they were on his side.
I understand, man, but it just seemed like it's so unfair to take care of one child and not take care of all children. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I think it's unfair. It's unfair to put your party before the people. If there's something that can help the needs of the people, then you should do it regardless of who's in the White House, who's in control, you know?
Hello, who's this?
T.
Hey, T, good morning. Get it off your chest.
So, I feel disappointed in black men. There were several situations this weekend that happened that just made me feel very let down.
What happened?
The Pitbull and Jada Pinkett situation is one of them. I don't like how, you know, Chris Rock got on stage. He had an opportunity to be funny about the situation and to really, like, let Will and Jada have it in a funny way. But instead, all he did was stand on stage and call her a B multiple times. I don't like also the fact that Will is the one who got on that stage and slapped him. Yet people are taking it out and are more hard on Jada than Will. Jada didn't slap him. Jada didn't know Will was going to slap him. She didn't nudge him and tell him to go slap him. But what could she have done? I also watched Marlon Wayans stand up on HBO Max, and he talked about the situation, and he made it seem like Jada told Will to go up there and do it. Like, Jada should have stopped her man, and she should have told him not to do that. How is she supposed to do that? She didn't know that was going to happen. None of us knew.
So I feel like, at the end of the day, a lot of people feel like Jada has this power over Will. And, you know, because in any relationship, somebody's going to be a little more elevated. I think they think that Will looks to Jada for recognition or, like, you know, whether she's proud of him or whether she's not. And I think they thought she gave him a look of disappointment. Like, here we go once again. And that was his moment to finally step up and be what he thought Jada wanted him to be. Yes, it was an individual thing. He the one got up. He got on stage. She did it. But in that moment, people felt like it reflected from what she was giving him. Because if my husband is sitting next to me,
disappointed in Chris in that moment. I don't think she was like telling Will, like, look. She was just like, oh God, here we go.
Right, when but she knew the history. They felt like she knew the history. For if I was in her place, whether Simon wanted to get up and go slap somebody or not, follows through is a whole nother thing. But if he got out of his seat and I know it's not in the script, it's not scripted, I'm going to tell him to sit down. I'm going to pull his arm and make sure he sit down. It was motions and actions that we didn't see that caused everybody to decide, you know what, she got him to do
it. And also, Jada is the source of the jokes. And y'all are lying if y'all say Chris Rock wasn't up there being funny. Because when he said that, nobody, he said we've all been cheated on, but we've never been interviewed by the person who cheated on us. And she held a mic to him and said, I just sucked somebody D. Yeah. How'd that make you feel?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, y'all know he got a certain type of comedy.
That's funny.
I think people getting so mixed up in the mic, Will Smith and the Chris Rock whole fight, that is bringing him a different fan base that's not used to his comedy. Y'all got to think when you listen to him. His comedy is like you laugh then and then you really laugh later when you think about, like, did he really say that? That's how he is.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way. Give us a little tease. What are we talking about?
So, there have been a couple of celebs that have been racially profiled. So, we're going to get into that.
All right. We'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is the Rumor Report.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty
patty.
Sometimes you say stuff and it's just going to get you in trouble.
On The Breakfast Club.
Whatever. She don't know my business. I know hers.
All right. So now Donald Glover insinuates that Chevy Chase, you know, he's so lovable, but he insinuates that he once called him the N-word. Yes.
Oh, I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah, because you was there at the Writers Guild Awards during his speech. While making his speech honoring writer and producer Paul Sims at the Writers Guild Award, Donald Glover made a joke alluding to the fact that Chevy Chase once called him the N-word.
Wow.
Got some audio.
I'm here to present Paul Sims with the Herb Sargent Award for Comedy Excellence. And it's the award was named after Herb Sargent, a writer who worked on SNL and came up with the Weekend Update with Chevy Chase. And Chevy Chase once called Herb one of the funniest writers working in television. And Chevy Chase once called me, you know what, this is about Paul.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Are we sure we called? He called him an N-word?
He didn't finish it. Okay. He didn't finish it, which is what led everybody to think that he called him, of course, something derogatory like the N-word.
Gotcha.
I didn't
so
think that
they
at
were,
all.
Do y'all remember they worked together on Community, on the set of Community?
Yeah.
Well, it was reported that Chevy Chase once told Donald Glover, people think you're funnier because you're black.
Mm.
So that right there, like, okay, it's just about race, reason I'm, like, successful. Dan Harmon said that Chevy was the first to realize how immensely gifted Donald was, and the way he expressed his jealousy was to try to throw Donald off. So, I don't know, it seemed like he kind of picked on him because, you know, he was good. Kind of like if you're at school and, you know, the teacher wants to make you better because they see potential, then they pick on you.
Gotcha.
You know, they're harder on you. But anyway, he didn't actually say that he said the N-word, but that's what everybody feels.
Guys, it was a joke. Context matters. I was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was making jokes. Like, I didn't think Donald Glover was making anything other than a joke. Even if he's alluding to him saying that, it's clearly in jest. I don't think it was being real.
That far-fetched, because apparently Chevy Chase used to say the N-word a lot on the set of Community.
Really?
It's not like it's something he didn't used to say.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
See, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's what they say. Is okay. That what he used to do?
Okay.
So, I don't know. I still don't know.
How I'm just mad that we lost the Writers Guild Award, but, you know, I'm happy we got nominated.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, well, congratulations to that. So, I saw this the other day. I saw this yesterday. I thought this was kind of crazy. So, Michael B. Jordan and Tessa Thompson went to couples therapy while filming Creed 3.
Mm.
So, you know, they're on scene lovers or whatnot. So, apparently, Tessa Thompson told Refinery 29 that she went to real life therapy, but they went as their characters in the movie, not as themselves. That sounds like a little bit too much for me. Like, I mean, y'all got to pay me for the therapy part. It is.
Because acting's faking, right? Because you're not being yourself. So why, if I have to, I'm confused.
Nah, not if you're in character. Like they clearly really, really, really got into character and never got out of character.
I mean, obviously it worked, but they got to fake their relationship. It's not real.
No, but what is that called when actors stay in character? What's that called?
Method acting?
Method acting.
Yeah, method
so
acting.
Maybe they got into method acting. And then when you do method acting, you don't stop.
Mm.
So maybe they, what does that mean they had a real relationship then?
Well, when you watch Creed 3, they do have, like, they really have some moments where, like, you know, they really getting at each other. So
right.
I could see where, you know, they probably would go to couples therapy.
To really pull it out.
Absolutely. And the movie made over $100 million
so whatever,
this weekend,
it worked.
So it worked.
Yeah.
And they have natural chemistry. Like, it just,
yeah.
It feels right. I wish they could figure it out for real, but.
But that's why they have natural chemistry, because they really play, they go to therapy together, and they do things
right.
Like they're really a couple. I think that's great.
Mm. But it worked. $100 million, opening week.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It did it.
Now, how far do you go, though?
What do you mean?
Playing a couple, like.
Well,
if you're going to therapy and stuff together.
You got to, then we got to make up. If we're going to break up and we're going to therapy,
that's
we got to
I'm
make
saying.
Up. Jeez. So we got to
you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was your rumor report. When we come back, Angela Rye is going to be doing front page news, and Marlon Wayans will be joining us in a little bit. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
The Voice returns with a season so amazing it gets a four-chair turn. One, Blake Shelton's final season. Two, the return of Kelly Clarkson. Three and four, new coaches, Chance the Rapper and Niall Horan. The Voice returns Monday and Tuesday on NBC.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Portia Williams, our co-host, is still here. And it's time for front page news. Angela Rye, good morning.
Good morning. I'm thinking of the young man who was frustrated about missing his dunks. I want him to imagine this. There's an Alabama girls basketball team. They won a championship in a boys' league after being forced into the league. And how about they gave their trophy to the second place boys' team? So these young ladies are representing Spain Park. They're fifth graders in the Hoover school system. They were informed that they would lose their practice facilities if they did not opt into a boys' basketball league. The girls' team played hard, won the whole thing, and then they gave the trophies to the same boys who got beat by the girls.
Really?
Why?
Why did they give the trophy?
This, I wish I could tell you. I think that they must be trying to use the justification that it was a boys' league, so a boys' team should win even if the boys get their little butts beat.
But
so,
they asked the girls to play in it. That don't make no sense.
Well, can the women identify as boys?
Yeah.
Can the women identify as boys?
They literally told them they wouldn't be able to play because they were going to lose their practice facility. This was the only way for them to still be able to play. Mm-hmm. As a young basketball player, we had to do co-ed teams, and so I really don't understand why they would rob them of this opportunity.
This sounds this sounds racial. It sounds like it was a black girl team that got busy, that they went to suburbia to beat the white boys, and they didn't give them a thing.
Do we know this?
I'm just saying this is what it feels like.
I understand your feeling because we have all been adversely impacted by racism. Right now, there's no evidence of this, and since we don't do misinformation on this show, I'm going to investigate and get back to you.
I wish
this is frustrating to me. No matter what race they are, this is out of line.
I feel some type of way about what you just said.
Why?
So, in order for the girls' team to be the boys' team, it had to be a white boy team?
No.
They'd probably be some black boys.
Oh, Portia, tell them, Portia.
I feel some type of way about
that.
No, but the fact that they didn't give the trophies.
You just automatically assume that. Now, them black girls beat some tall black boys, and they should have got their trophy.
I'm just saying, but for the fact that they didn't get the trophies, it just feels
they
like...
They should have identified as boys.
No.
They should have said, we are a team full of boys.
That's well, what you let's identify. Shout out the young ladies who are fifth graders and tell them congratulations on the Breakfast Club. Even if they don't get the trophy, we are giving them
what school
was
that?
It's representing the Spain Park area in Alabama. And it just says that there are fifth graders in the Hoover school system. It doesn't say what school, but I will find out. And I'll find out if they were black.
Okay. Salute, young ladies.
Yes.
Now, the next thing, speaking of black folks and news, there's a JetBlue and Spirit Airlines.
I don't want to cut you off, but I'm sorry. They were white girls, and
you're
they got
always
busy.
Cutting off women, bro.
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Understand you.
I just wanted to clear it up.
I don't get it.
They were
a
white girl. Well, like I said, it don't matter if they're white or black. That's still wrong.
Okay, you're right.
So, yes. So, yes. Now, Envy, I hope that made you still care about this. And that's next.
It depends. They're black boys.
Black
I'm siding with the black guys. I'm being honest with you.
I'm not doing this a job this morning. We got engaged in wokeism, Leonard.
Sorry.
Okay, here's
sorry.
The next story is JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. You all have probably heard there's a merger on the horizon. Well, the Justice Department is likely to move forward with an antitrust lawsuit to prevent a $3.8 billion merger between the two airlines. The Department of Transportation could also prevent the transfer by refusing to grant the transfer of operating certificates. The antitrust suit is based on the idea that consolidation of the industry would cause consumers great harm by limiting affordable fares because JetBlue would remove seats and increase legroom on those Spirit flights. I didn't mean to laugh. Labor unions who represent workers for both airlines are divided on the merger. JetBlue currently controls 5% of the overall market in the United States for airlines, and this acquisition would mean 10% of the market would be controlled by JetBlue. They're still moving forward with the hopes of closing the merger in the first half of 2024.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not getting on no Spirit planes. I love JetBlue. I'm a Mosaic member, but I'm not getting on no Spirit plane. I don't care if they put a JetBlue logo on it.
You wouldn't know, though.
They gonna have, I would know. You could, the smell.
How would you know?
Smell, yeah,
the way the seats are set up. I'm not doing
it. Instead, they're going to take seats out to increase legroom. How would you know?
I'm not with it. Mm-mm.
Well, they don't have assigned seating on Spirit, so you would know if you end up at the back of the plane.
Yeah, they're gonna have to tell me. I'm not getting on no trans JetBlue flights. I need to know.
Oh my god!
I'm serious.
Portia,
I don't want no Spirit Airlines that identifies as JetBlue. I want JetBlue.
You know the story when Charlamagne flew us out to one of his parties, and when he gave us the tickets, it was Spirit Airlines.
No, you did not.
It was Southwest.
Same difference.
Yeah.
It is.
It is kind of the same.
It definitely is.
I met up to my
Why
right
did you
there.
Do that?
We was broke.
Aww.
We had it like
well,
that.
Give him, forgive him, Envy, but tell him to call you private now because you balling.
We wasn't broke, but we was doing all right.
Yeah, we was doing that.
We was doing okay.
You guys, I have one more story. Do you want it or not?
Sure. Let's do it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last one is teachers are tired of y'all's kids. There's a teacher shortage, and that turnover rate has significantly increased. Chalkbeat got turnover numbers from 8 states: Hawaii, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Washington State, where I'm from, where turnover was the highest in 5 years. North Carolina had the highest spike. 16% of teachers left last year, while less than 12% left pre-pandemic. And one teacher also expressed concern about being targeted for teaching about people like Malcolm X. You know, we're seeing teacher schools and school districts punished for teaching truth. Mm-hmm. So we know this is a legitimate concern, but it might also have to do with the aftermath of the COVID pandemic. What do y'all think?
I think that they need to parent these kids before they leave the house. Just like they need to be eating some breakfast before they leave the house, they need to parent these kids. Don't put it all on the school.
I agree.
Like, these teachers already don't get paid enough.
That's right.
And then they have to come in there and deal with all these different behavioral issues. It's just too much.
That's right. I was thinking, other than the love of educating young kids, what is the incentive for a teacher nowadays?
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yep.
These kids are disrespectful.
They're not getting paid enough.
They don't get paid. So
they're not getting the supplies.
What's
that they
the incentive?
Need. Right.
Other than just the love of being an educator, what's the incentive?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. These are good questions. Well, Envy, Leonard, and Portia, this is your front page news. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angela.
Now, when we come back, Marlon Wayans will be joining us. He has a new special called God Loves Me. And we're going to kick it with Marlon Wayans. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Baby. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
That's right.
Marlon Wayans.
What's happening? How y'all doing?
New HBO special, God Loves Me. But boy, the Smith family won't.
You know what? I really think they're going to, love it.
I don't think so.
I think they're going to love it, and I think Chris Rock's going to love it.
Chris is a comedian, so he might...
Because sometimes when you crack jokes, it depends on the joke. Sometimes it's good to laugh at yourself. This was like a roast and a toast.
Yes.
So I didn't just slam him. You know, I'm respectful of the journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've known each other too long for me to just, like, go in and be disrespectful. I'm respectful. I know them. Like, Jada was one of my dear friends, you know? And then Will, I know. And I know Chris since I was 10 or 11. So I'm not going in. I'm just giving.
You are funny. Going in, Mark.
No.
You are.
Well, what happened?
But did you reach out to them beforehand?
No, why would I do that?
You just said they were your friends.
So they're going to tell me, hey, don't do this joke. Don't do that joke. That joke is out of bounds. You could do this one joke. No, you just trust that your intentions are pure and is good. And look. Here's the thing. Reason why I did this in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Black women will tell you when you out of bounds.
That's right.
They'll be like, no, don't do Will like that. They'll be like, see, you went too far with Chris. Black women will be the referee. You know who loves this special? Black women. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just a bunch of jokes. It's not even about them. This special is about me. They just so happen to be a part of it. Everybody in your journey is a part of your journey, but your life ain't their life. God affects you differently.
That's
it's like things happen in your life that send you on a journey and go, you know what? I got to be great. Like small stuff, like the smallest thing you wouldn't even think about. Like
when you call me a bruised eggplant.
Exactly.
I was gonna
say, damn it,
Marlon.
Damn it! That's what, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like, it wasn't the bruised eggplant. It was when Marlon said, you peaked at life.
Marlon,
hold on. I said, you peaked at life. I said, when you peaked at life, you a local I went in. Because I was like, why is he coming at me?
I've never heard him hurt this morning. So this morning when
I wasn't hurt. Come on, yes, I was.
We played a clip of your special where you mentioned the facial colors disparity of Charlamagne's face, right?
Yeah, but we did that, so I just kind of jabbed that out there.
But then he was like, it didn't hurt like the bruised eggplant.
That's not what I said.
What are you talking about?
I laughed and I said, I'll tell you one thing, man. I never got hurt by a tweet until Marlon Wayans told me I looked like a bruised eggplant.
But I seen it in his face this morning. He was like, Envy, what is a bruised eggplant?
That is not true. That was the point. But all those years ago, that's one of the things that make you think, a bruised eggplant.
Right.
Then you look at a bruised eggplant.
I'm a show. And then it's like the thing that you be tired. And then you don't want to get up and go to work, and you think, nah, this I'm a bruised eggplant. Nah, I'm getting up. I'm going to work. Give me three. One podcast ain't enough. I need five podcasts. A local nigga. Nah. Now I'm writing books. I'm writing me a book. I don't know how to spell, but I'm going to write me a book.
He writes. I'm telling you, when somebody tells you that you peaked at life.
Life, yeah.
My God.
Jesus.
You got to look around like, hold up.
But now look at you, right?
No, that's real.
Why would I ever be mad that you actually made it in life when God sent me in that purpose in that time to make you reevaluate yourself?
God sent you?
Yo, it's real. God sends you angels sometimes in the form of devil only to reveal themselves as devil. Angels again.
It's motivation.
Because look, same with you. Like, you know, you came, you was with Wendy Williams and y'all was dissing my family and my brother was mad. He wanted to fight. And then my sister was pissed off and he apologized about it. And I'm just like, but look now, you call me, you're like, yo, want to do my show? I'm there.
That's right.
I'm going to go. I'm going to be funny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show up. You know, it's all love. It's all peace. And it's all a part of our journey. It's all a part. There is no bad. Chris Rock heckled me when I was 19 years old.
No.
I quit stand-up comedy. I only did it 10 times up until. I love Chris. Chris is like a big brother. Nick, I quit stand-up comedy for 20 years.
Damn
20
it.
Years.
Because of Chris?
Yes.
What was he yelling?
I was hurt. That was my bruised eggplant. What wasn't he yelling? Which Wayans are you?
Damn it, man.
Which way? You ain't. You. I thought y'all both be funny. They need to switch families. You need to go to the DeBarge family.
Damn.
I was like, damn.
Damn, you so this kept... your get back? This like your Michael B. Jordan on the red carpet moment?
No, I don't. See, that's the thing. I'm not. I didn't take it in like that.
Where?
See, Michael B. Jordan, and I love Michael B., mm-hmm. If I had to pull my little brother to the side, I'd be like, don't let him see you sweat. Internalize that feeling.
Mm.
And let that continue to drive you. And whenever you come out with love. I would have just been like, you don't have to do that, right? Mm-hmm. You did it by doing it. That says everything. Mm-hmm. And me, I look at my journey, and when you see the special, you're going to be like, oh, man, that's a beautiful journey, because it's not just about them. It's not about the slap. If I did a special about just the slap, it's meaningless. That's something you talk about and it's gone. Mm-hmm. This ain't about a slap. This is about a 30-year journey of knowing people and how that one cataclysmic moment changed my life and made me look at my life.
How do you make specials special nowadays? Because I think about like, you know, like Neil Brennan, he has blocks and it's like a theme to it. Or like Chris is doing the live stand-up.
He does some great specials. Mm-hmm. His specials, because conceptually,
yes,
he really thinks about the concept. I thought Three Mics was
fantastic.
Brilliant. The fact that he would tell us a joke, like a one-liner, mm-hmm. then he would tell you the joke and it would be funny, and then he would take you through the pain.
That's right.
I just take all of them and throw them into one mic mm-hmm. and do it that way. And but I really like what he's doing. I think to make it special, I think you have to, my brothers, this is the first thing I've done. I've always tried to impress my brothers. My mm-hmm. brother Keenan and Damon are the hardest two to impress, because they've been doing this 50 years of comedy with each of them. This is a century of comedy.
That's crazy.
These brothers have seen everything. Nothing funny. This is how they laugh. That's funny. If it's funny, then why the ain't you laughing? I like that one. They don't laugh. This is the first time that Keenan sent Damon. He goes, I'm going to see what Marlon's doing. Damon went to my show and he goes, that's brilliant. I was hoping you bombed. Damon's dark. That was genius. And he told Keenan, how was Marlon's show? Did he bomb? No. Unfortunately, it was brilliant. Keenan said it was brilliant. And Damon said it was brilliant because he's seen it all. He said, this is the first time you did something I never seen.
Wow.
You made me look at the art form a different way. He said it was like a one-man play, but a stand-up special at the same time. And he referenced like my physicality. He referenced staying in the pocket. He referenced even having a little bit of heart. Like, he was like, it was well-crafted, well-put together, and the truth. And then the truth of the journey, and it was all real. He was like, it was brilliant. Keenan was like, he agreed because they seen it all. Mm. And this is the first time they seen something different. I think that's what, to me, what makes a comedian really great is when they do something different.
All right, we got more with Marlon Wayans when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Our co-host, Portia Williams, is here. And we're still kicking it with Marlon Wayans.
When you do comedy, when you do these specials, because it sounds like you want to show your brothers that you can do it and that you are funny. Do you do it for your brothers or do you do it for the crowd?
I do it for myself. Mm. That's the thing, right? If you look at the progression, my brothers was like, I remember we took Keenan to Greece for his 60th. And we're inside the Sprinter van and we're talking about comedy. And I told my brothers my plan. I said, I want to do I'm going to drop my first special. I know I'm only 7-8 years in, but I want to drop my first special. And then every 2 years, I want to drop a different special because I want to see my progression as an artist. Mm-hmm. These lit into me so bad.
Why didn't believe
Sean,
you could do it?
That's stupid. Why would you do that? You got to wait 20 years before you could drop a special. That's stupid. You want to drop your best one first. Damon,
that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. How you going to drop a special in 8 years? You barely got 3 jokes. How you going to do that, Kenan? That's not what real comedy is.
And I was sitting there. I remember I was mad. And I was in a limo. I said, that. I'm doing what I said I'm going to do. I'm not trying to be y'all. I'm just trying to be me. And this is the fight we have. Mm-hmm. Because my brothers love me. I don't take it like, y'all, I got something to prove. Mm-hmm. No, I go, instead of, I'm going to show you. I don't do it with that bitterness. I go, okay, I'm going to show myself, and then I'm going to show y'all that we can do this this way. I'm going to show you with love. I'm going to show you humbly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then do it.
Sean, it's stupid. It's never going to work. And they walked out the Sprinter. And then Damon looked back, and he seen me and my feelings. And he said, you know what, ugly? It sounds like a stupid plan. But go ahead. Do you. Show us something different. We own it. You that digital, we don't even know what a Twitter is. I said, all right. And he rubbed me, and he said, it's still going to be unfunny. And then he man. But that sent me on a mission, like, personally, and I'm doing exactly what I said I was going to do, because in my lifetime, I got all these brothers that trailblazed for me, but I'm not shit if I don't walk off the beaten path and try to trailblaze something
for them.
You did
that already.
I got to do something for them because I got to do something for their kids that's following me. I'm the uncle, the last uncle that they're following. Like, yo, uncle did it this way. And that's what's making me, not Damon and Kenan and Sean, little brother, that I'm Marlon.
Did they understand white chicks?
Looks at you like that, Mom.
I was going to say, did they understand like the white chicks and the things that you do that's different from their era?
No, white chick, nigga, go to sleep.
Y'all was ahead of y'all time.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, y'all was identifying as women.
Sean, he's so
back in the day.
Now the white women turn into black women. Right. So he came with the idea, and then we pitched it to Kenan, and Kenan was like, that could work. And then we watched some movies, and we found the Something Like It Hot, and we was like, boom. And then we looked at the Paris and Hilton, and we was like, boom. And we put the map together, and we did that. But see, we did that collectively.
Question, when y'all go to Greece, when y'all take Kenan to Greece, who pays?
You know, funny enough, I wind up getting stuck with a lot of the bills. I don't know why, because there's a respect thing, right? I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for my brothers. My brothers, they always came back home. They knew me and Sean was there, and they made it a purpose to go get their little brothers. Kenan would fly us out to L.A. Kenan would put movies on while he went to a club, come back and put like Blazing Saddles on, or he'd get the videotape of Airplane. He goes, what's funny about that, and how do you make it funnier? And he'd go to the club, and I remember it was the 80s, so that put his jeans on with no drawers. He was getting in the club, apparently. And that's the 80s, right? And he would come back, and he'd have a girl, and the girl would go in the room and his waterbed, and he'd go, all right, before I leave, tell me what you guys thought of the movie and how do you make it funnier? And we would sit there and pitch. We didn't know what he was doing, but he was grooming us at 11 and 12 years old. And my nephew, who was like 7, and my other nephew, who was 5, he was grooming us to do this. My brothers looked out, and for me, now that they're older, I'm going to look out for them the way they looked out for me, and I'm going to look out for their kids. When you see a Marlon set, I guarantee you there is a young Wayans, Kenan's son, Sean's son, Damon's daughter. There's some Wayanses on the set. All this bull, nepotism, this. Yeah, we do nepotism.
Why wouldn't y'all?
Sucker brothers. No, we do nepotism. It's a good thing. You're supposed to. If you don't give back to your family, you can't be generous.
That's right.
What fool's gonna give out if you don't give back to your family? You have to give your family. A man takes care of his family first, and then your generosity builds. So I'm with the nepotism thing.
I still feel like the Wayans' legacy hasn't been documented correctly.
Totally right.
No.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's a documentary or a movie, but something has to be done to show what this family has accomplished.
It's coming, right? I get excited because the first 30 years was learning. The next 30 is the execution of all that we have a well. We are Alaska. Mm-hmm. We are a Texas where they drilled oil. We haven't even drilled in our big ass plot of land. Mm-hmm. And now when we start drilling, and then all my other nephews, I got nephews and nieces, and my daughter and my son, is these niggas in film school, they ain't f***ing around. They handsome and writing, and they got storyboards, and I'm just like, yo. And now we have all this knowledge. It's coming. These next 30 is coming. It ain't over. It's just beginning. Now I haven't even had a hot moment yet. You realize this shit?
What you mean?
I've never had a hot moment.
Oh, no, that's true. You've been consistent. I get what you say. You've been consistent. But it hasn't been that moment where Marlon is the guy.
Yes.
And that's just, it sounds weird to
Isn't
say.
Isn't that crazy?
It does sound weird. I get what you're saying,
though. So many things, but
I never had a hot moment.
What you're saying.
I've never been the guy that gets the first script. I've never been the guy that go, here's this action movie. Here's this drama. I've never been the guy that gets the top 10 scripts with the top 10 producers, with the top 10 directors. I've never been that guy because I've always been the guy creating his own material, staying in the game, doing this, doing that. But one day when I become the guy, because now I got 30 years of everything under my belt. Mm-hmm. Now I can drama, mm-hmm. kill it, show me. I'm an heir.
Yeah.
That's a dope role. It's a small role, but it's dope. Ben called me up, man, Ben Affleck, and he was like,
Ben Affleck.
And he gave me this long speech. First of all, I was like, how you get my number? Then I remember, oh, this play Batman. So he has access. And then, so we're talking, and he's just rambling on. He's like, hey, I got this role, and I was wondering if you would do it. And, you know, I was like, you know, I was talking to Jennifer, and Jennifer was like, I need a handsome guy, funny. I need to make sure he's funny, but he's a really good actor. And I've seen some of your stuff, and she's known you from Olympic Club. 45 minutes, this man's talking to me about doing this part. I said, Ben, you had me at hello, this is Ben Affleck. I don't give a f- what you were going to put me. You could have been a porno. I'll be bet. Cream pie, let's go.
I just need you to write a couple of jokes, you know, down for me. Like, that bruised eggplant, I've never seen him hurt like that. You don't understand.
It wasn't the bruised eggplant. It was the peak that light.
No.
Because you got to understand, at the time, I was living back home with my mom.
I've never heard this man act like this before in my life. We were talking about nothing.
I was minding my business. He started with me.
He said,
I didn't even start. He said, this nigga ain't even funny. I said, I ain't funny.
No, it wasn't that.
No, he said, you funny in movies and TV, but he should get the f*** off Twitter. But see, you was a troll.
I was a troll. Who?
Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
Joey B was a troll. I'm minding my business. He said some smart.
Recently,
I went in.
Or back then.
Back then.
Okay.
I went in. I was like, you one hit wonder. You whoop head is. Like, ass. I look at my tweets. I told him, you peaked at life. Kill yourself. I said, the best thing about you is your beard. I was so mad. And you know, I gotta call him because I think it's still lingering. Like, we got over. I gotta go do Joey's show because we went at it. We gotta talk about it. Because I was minding my business and then you gonna come shoot shots fired.
Let me tell you something. You peaked that life is so cruel. I would never say that to somebody.
You peaked that life.
You peaked that life.
God, I gotta fight you after that now.
Well, I'm glad you didn't peak at life and I'm proud of you.
Thank you, my brother. I'm glad I didn't.
Every time you do something new, I'm always gonna support it because I feel like, you know what, God loves you and I'm a part of that journey.
That's right, you are. I appreciate it.
Well, it's DJ MV, it's the bruised eggplant. And by the way, thank you for joining us, brother. Love. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Portia Williams, join us.
Yep, what's going on?
Now, when we come back in a little bit, of course, we have Donkey today. But, yes. Charlamagne didn't get a chance to prepare because we were taping behind the scenes.
Right. That's the truth to the matter. I'm glad you told the truth. We had some guests come to the studio this morning, and we don't ever have conversations this early, but we made concessions for them.
Right.
So I didn't have time to prepare it. So I want to. We can do a people's donkey of the day.
Yeah, we do that when you're not here sometimes, or when we have to. We're going to open up the phone lines, and you can give donkey of the day to whoever you want.
I'm only taking three, though.
585-1051.
And the three, got to be three good ones.
Three donkeys today.
Yes.
It could be anybody. It could be me. It could be Porsche. It could be Charlamagne.
No, it can't be me.
Porsche said, I don't want no part of this.
It could be, you know, your neighbor, your coworker, man, your girl. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be the president. Whatever you're feeling, whatever energy you want to get off of yourself today,
You can call us up, 800-585-1051.
And right? Also, too, man, I want to tell everybody, make sure you get your tickets for the Black Effect Podcast Festival happening April 22nd in Atlanta, okay, at Pullman Yards. We got some of your favorite podcasts, you know, performing live, the 85 South Show, Reasonably Shady, Checking In with Michelle Williams, the Big Facts Podcast, Horrible Decisions, a bunch of people, man. So make sure you go get your tickets. For more information, go to blackeffect.com. But it's Saturday, April 22nd at Pullman Yards in the ATL, and it's hosted by me and my good sister Jess Hilarious.
All right, now yes. We got rumors on the way. Give us a little tease.
All right, so we got some remakes that are coming down the line. We got Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion who want to do my favorite movie, Baps.
That's your favorite
Baps,
movie.
That's your favorite movie.
I like, yes, really? Halle Berry and Baps.
Favorite movie.
Maybe not the favorite,
but you like it.
You know, it's up there. It's up there. Okay. So yeah, I want to see them redo it. We're gonna talk about that.
They gonna call it Waps?
No, no. You know what? That'd be good. Might make it happen.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a porn.
That could be a porno.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report.
Call out a name, or you gossiping, or you chatting.
I'm gossiping.
Sometimes you say stuff, and it's just going to get you in trouble.
On the Breakfast Club.
Whatever. She don't know my biz. I know hers.
All right, y'all. So Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion want to remake Halle Berry's Baps. Now, I know this is going to blow up online because a lot of times people don't want them to remake classics like this. Like, Halle Berry did her thing.
Was Baps a classic?
I never seen
Baps.
To the girls from Atlanta. I'm a Decatur girl. You know what I'm saying?
Baps was cool, but it was a classic?
It was one of the movies, like, can somebody really do Halle Berry's role? Now, I personally feel like Cardi can. I know that. And I know Megan Thee Stallion is going to tear up whatever she's going to do.
What was Baps about? I don't even know.
It's a cult classic. It was from 1997. It's one of those movies, like, you know, Boys in the Hood.
No way. No, stop watching. Hell no. No, she said, no, like, no, boys we're in not doing that.
Menace to Society.
Baps is not like no Boys in the Hood.
City Girls have our cult classic,
no.
Okay?
Baps?
It was a City Girl cult classic.
Now, if you said Set It Off. Set It Off might be the cult classic woman equivalent to something like a Boys in the Hood.
Okay, I thought you were going to say
but Baps. No, Baps.
No, but it is a City Girls cult classic. Debate me if you want me. Don't at me. All right. Now, Robert Townsend, he hasn't yet signed off on this, but it is, you know, being talked about if it should actually happen. He said several people have approached him about the remake, including Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion. So they've actually got, you know, talked to him about it. And they want to know if it's something he want to do. So, I don't know. I see y'all are not for it.
I just never seen it, so I don't even know what it's about.
I've
never seen Baps before in my life.
No, I've seen Baps a few times. It was actually rerun another day on one of those networks. But, you know, because Baps stands for Beautiful African Princess. Right. I always felt like the title was bigger than the actual movie. I don't remember anything about Baps being a classic.
You would have had to watch it. You would have had to actually watch it. It was about these two ghetto girls. They were trying to be in a video. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out in the video. They ended up getting with this guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he ended up just funding their dreams. This rich white man funding their dreams. And then they became some bosses at the end.
Yeah. Halle Berry and Natalie Dessel, I think. Mm. Yeah, Natalie Dessel.
Well, if anybody from Delta
Natalie
Airlines.
Natalie Dessel Reed. Now, she's passed away. God rest her soul.
Niecy and Mickey.
Delta, if you're listening, please put Baps on the TV so I can watch it my next
Bernie
flight.
Mac was
you
in
need
that.
To watch it.
I want to watch it. That's right. I want to watch it.
It's on TV One, I'm
it
sure.
Is TV One?
I think that's why I saw that the other day.
Yeah, I'm
on TV One. One of those networks.
Yeah, well, maybe this one y'all like. So y'all remember The Wash?
Of course.
With Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
All right, is that a classic?
A classic?
When
you say classic, I'm thinking Coming to America is a classic.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but it was one of the movies that if you watch it now, even still, you were still...
Classic? Friday's classic.
But see, that's the thing. DJ Pooh made The Wash as well. So, you know, The Wash is really, really good. I don't know if I'll put The Wash in the classic category.
Okay, all right, fine. It's not a classic, but they want to possibly reboot it. All right, they want to reboot it. You know, Dr. Dre was in it. It was so funny. It was really, really good. Now, DJ Pooh, who wrote and directed the film, tweeted on Friday, "It all comes out in The Wash series coming soon." So they want to make it into a series, which I think is good. We need more black comedy series. I think it would be really good.
Well, it wouldn't be Dre and Snoop playing the leading
roles.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
No. I can't see them playing that role. Now, it's obviously been in the works for a while because back in December, he also posted a shot from the original movie saying The Wash series coming soon. Now, although he's been posting about it, there's been no mention of an actual premiere date. So, like, did you even see that? You're really about to lose your black card.
You never
I'm
seen The Wash,
you.
Envy?
You've never seen the wash?
I never seen the wash. Never seen Babs, no.
Wow.
I've seen Belly. I watch Belly.
You're a white man. Yeah, you're a white man.
I watch Belly.
Wow, you've been in 2 days and you're just figuring that out.
Yeah, it just hit me. Yeah, just dawned on me.
I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie.
You a lie.
Yeah, you wild.
Mm-mm.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, my God.
Tyler Perry about to buy BET, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's your wife never made you watch none of that.
Mm-mm. We from New York. We watched, like I said, the Bellies.
You mean you from New York? What New York got to do with it?
Because there's only one belly.
A lot of us was like Southern and West Coast.
You saw Menace to Society. You saw Boys in the Hood. What are you talking about?
I seen those, but I didn't see The Wash, nor did I see.
Did you see Soul Plane?
I seen Soul Plane.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that's the caliber of movie we're talking about. Soul Plane. No, seriously. Soul Plane.
They could be all in the mix. Yeah.
I'll put The Wash slightly above Soul Plane and Baps, but mm-hmm. that's the same tier almost, bro. That's the same tier, bro.
But I say now this one had a lot of people. It had a lot of rappers back in the day. It had Ludacris, Exhibit, Corrupt, George Wallace, Shaq O'Neal, DJ Pooh was in it.
Yeah, Dre and Snoop Dogg.
I've seen pieces of it, but I've never seen the full thing.
Well, you're gonna watch this series. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna call your wife and tell her to force you to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get into it. So that's all I got for the rumors, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Again, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051 now. Yes. Charlamagne usually does Donkey Today up next, but we couldn't prepare guests. Today because we had some guests.
Yeah,
so,
but I do have a little something, but I still want people to call up and, you know, do their own Donkey Today. But I have a little something.
All right.
A little something.
We'll get to that next. So call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Your company has goals this year. Find the right people to help you achieve them with ZipRecruiter, where 4 out of 5 employers get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, that is how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Yes, donkey today for Tuesday, March 7th is the people's donkey, you know, because I didn't have time to prepare one for y'all today. And I know Envy gets on this radio and lies to y'all and tells y'all that he has a people's choice mix, but he takes no actual requests from the people.
I do.
But I actually did take nominations for donkey of the day, so let's go to the phones.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kenton Crawford calling from Florida.
Take us off Bluetooth brother? For speaker, please.
Hold up. Call on speaker phone.
What you got for me this morning, speaker. Man?
Who you want to give donkey to?
Who you want to give the biggest hee-haw to?
I want to give it to Charlamagne the God for saying the N-word on national radio. You deserve 50,000 lashes every time you say it.
Damn.
Even through Black History Month, you did it.
That's not true. I did it when it was called.
Hey, I listen to you every morning.
And I try not to. I've really been trying
to. You got to cut it out, Charlamagne. I'm in a restaurant with white people. I'm eating. They listening to your show. And hey, you go saying the N-word. They're looking at me.
Now, hold on, man. I thought we wasn't supposed to care about what white people thought about us. Y'all was so mad at Chris Rock this weekend because y'all said Chris Rock cared about what white people think about him. Why y'all? I thought we were supposed to care.
I'm talking about Charlamagne the God. Don't redirect what I'm saying, brother.
You're right.
Chris Rock is another story.
I'm trying
to. Come on, man. You just got to stop saying that, man. You got to listen to you on the radio.
I'm trying, but these N-words, bro. They be N-wording so much.
Tiffany.
Hi.
Who you want to give donkey today to?
Sadly, I'm giving donkey of the day to myself.
Wow.
You slept with him again.
You know what, Charlamagne? You tried it. No, I didn't. So what happened was I kind of woke up in a funky mood. And I get out on my daughter. She will be 8 on Saturday. And she had tears in her eyes as she was getting on the bus. I really overdid it this morning. It was very petty. And I find myself sometimes doing the same things that, like, my mom used to do to me. Hence, I don't really have a relationship with my mom.
Damn.
So I feel horrible. And I'm about to cry. I feel horrible that, you know, I make her feel like that this morning. So I'm definitely the donkey of the day for that because she didn't deserve it. It was very petty.
Well, you know the beauty. You know the beauty of the day. It's still early, and you still have time to correct that.
Yeah.
And that wasn't your intention.
That's right.
It wasn't.
Don't let mommy guilt get you. Don't let mommy guilt. It's a real thing. morning. And even if you didn't do what you did this morning, you could even make her spaghetti instead of making her a hamburger, and you would probably have the same feeling.
But I would tell, but you got to tell her though. Tell her how you feel so she knows and understands why I was. But like, hey, you know, mom woke up, you know, stressed out this morning, and I took that out on you.
And I apologize.
It was wrong of me. I'm sorry. And here's whatever she likes, some ice cream or whatever it is, because that's not what you're supposed to do. But parents, I would talk about her.
Parents don't apologize to their kids a lot. And when you get older as a child and you start thinking about some of the things that, you know, your parents did to you, that's all you wanted was an apology.
That's right.
Yep. You know? So, yeah, just give her a little apology.
I just feel horrible because she, you know, she's so excited. She's counting down the dates to her birthday, and it's like, what I had going on had nothing to do with her. So I'm definitely going to make it right. But I had to acknowledge that I was an ass this morning.
How old is she?
She'll be 8 on Saturday.
Damn. All right, so you get the biggest hee-haw. Now, listen, I told you I was going to take three. The third biggest hee-haw is going to DJ Envy, okay? And the reason it's going to DJ Envy, man, is because I watched my good brother over the weekend get his ass kicked on the internet, okay? Not in the physical sense. Not in the physical sense, but figuratively.
And I gotta
explain
myself.
It pissed me off so bad. Matter of fact, I text Envy, and all I said to Envy was, context, N-word. Context.
Let me tell you
okay?
what happened.
We don't have to tell you what happened.
Let me tell you what happened.
No, no. I want to know.
Let's hear what happened. Let's hear Envy struggle for his life as he's drowning.
Come on, dog.
As this word just would not come to him. Play the audio, Ray.
Oh, I know.
I think words were taken out of I guess, technicality. I guess her comments and the things that she said were taken out of character and taken out of what they really meant.
Yeah. Technicality.
Taken out of character.
Let me tell you what happened.
Taken out of character.
She got taken out the car.
She got
taken out the club. He couldn't think of the word context to save his life. I mean, grasping, clawing, reaching. Please, somebody throw me a life raft. Please get me out this water. Beard melting off his face, running black Beijing running down his neck because he can't get out that water. It's context, Envy. Content. You went to Hampton, bro.
You can at least say content.
Porsche, you went to Hampton.
I was DJing my show, and they were giving me drinks and alcohol.
We don't need
so
context.
Drinking.
We don't need context.
Right.
You couldn't understand.
Now
you
don't need
we don't need context.
It was Detroit.
You couldn't remember the word
it was
context.
Detroit. So cannabis is legal in Detroit.
We don't need
so
context.
So I was finished DJing.
Nope.
I was good.
Nope.
And then they came and said, hey, I want to talk to you about the show.
Bruh.
I'm thinking they're talking about the show. I just did. And it was like, Angela Yee and everything that's going on.
But why when you drunk, you always try to think of the biggest words to say.
I couldn't get it out.
Why you reach for character?
I don't know.
How you giving context to not knowing the word context, bruh? Please let Remy Ma give Envy the biggest hee-haw, too. Damn
it. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus Christ.
We all misspeak sometimes.
That's right.
All right. When we come back, 800-585-1051. Obviously, Marlon Wayans touched Charlamagne in the wrong way. Not like that, but, you know, said some things that really hurt his heart, really hurt his feelings.
It hurt me a heart.
Charlamagne was butthurt for a while.
I was not butthurt.
Marlon Wayans called Charlamagne a bruised eggplant.
It wasn't just the bruised eggplant. It was the fact he told me I peaked at life. Speaking of context, it was 2009. I had just got fired for the fourth time from radio. I'm back living at home with my mom at 31 years old. My now wife is back home living with her parents. We got a 2-year-old. And this man told me I peaked that life on Twitter.
He was hurt.
Oh, my God.
So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What's the worst thing somebody has said to you? What is the worst thing somebody has said about you that hurt you? Call us up. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host Portia Williams with us.
Why are you tapping the mic to see if this thing on?
Because I can't hear
you. Can't fix the headphones?
Myself.
Can you fix the headphones?
Just turn them up, Portia.
It is up, but I can't hear myself in them.
Can you see if you can fix the headphones?
Hold on one
we'll
second.
Give it a second.
Red walking over there.
Red walking over to fix the headphones.
You show your phone? Are they charged up? Your headphones?
I can hear a little bit of music, but it's not loud. It's very, very loud.
All right, as we get our headphones
first thing
together.
You go is that hearing, Portia.
More than one hit me hard. Yeah,
oh, man. We're just switching the headphones out. That's why you can tell us live radio. We just want to make this right. So she's reporting her rumors. We just want to make sure it's crystal clear that she can hear. Mm-hmm.
There you go, Red.
As we plug it in, you got it.
Portia,
you hear now?
Yeah.
You hear now?
All right,
there we go.
All right. Portia can't hear. She's going to be in there saying, who said that? Portia back. Who said that?
Did I say that?
Let's get to rumors. Let's go.
All right, so Kim Burrell.
This is the Rumor Report.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty.
All right, I'm gossiping.
Sometimes you say stuff and it's just going to get you in trouble.
On The Breakfast Club.
Whatever. She don't know my business. I know hers.
Camberell says Tyrese cannot keep a secret. I think we all know that by now.
I can't believe Camberell just coming to this conclusion.
Oh, my God. This man went online and revealed that she was sick, right? So apparently she was hospitalized and was supposed to be a secret. But Tyrese revealed it online. He wrote this lengthy Instagram post about it. It was very touching. But at the end of it, he did mention he probably wasn't supposed to say nothing. Part of it says, I just got a call today that brought me to tears. Stepmother has pneumonia. Then he goes on and he requests for prayer warriors mm-hmm. to stop everything you're doing and send the most sincere and beautiful prayer for the breakthrough for Mama Kim. She cannot go out on tour. Then he went on to talk about how she's going to be losing money from not being on tour. And he wished he was able to pay for her to not be on tour in order to just be in the hospital and get well. I do think his message was from the heart, but this is how Kim responded online.
I've had a pretty tough week. My son Tyrese, y'all got to keep a secret. He doesn't keep secrets, as y'all could plainly see. A lot of what you saw that he posted was so discombobulated, and it's okay. We have it clear. But I need y'all to not tell him that I snuck out of my house. And my plan was to go to Vegas. He's shooting another movie. And just let him put his eyes on me. But the Lord touched me, y'all. I'm telling you right now. And I started shaking. Thursday, my O2 had dropped to 40. So I was in a very critical place. I love everybody. I want everybody to relax. Everything's all right. I thank y'all so much for your prayers. Your prayers did this.
One thing Tyrese gonna do is give it to the gram. That man lives for the attention of social media. Everything is content.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
And Kim Burrell is a gospel singer. For people that don't know, she's a gospel singer, producer, and pastor. So
why she be talking about Tyrese like Tyrese so much older? I mean, like she's so much older than Tyrese. Though. Like she calls Tyrese her son and stuff like that.
She is the way. It's the mother's relationship. It's kind of like the relationship. What she is in his life.
Man, if I'm 50 and you 44, don't be calling me your mom.
Right.
And I ain't about to call you my son.
Right.
But she doesn't seem mad about it, which a mm-hmm. lot of people would be. If you know, a lot of people mm-hmm. go through stuff personally and they don't have it out there. They don't want it told.
Right.
So how would y'all feel if you have like a medical condition and then somebody actually just puts it out there?
Oh, that's yeah, you're right. Nobody mm-hmm. nobody should do that. But that's who Tyrese is. Everything is content. Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she knows what she's dealing with. Mm-hmm. But prayers up for Kim Burrell. Everybody yep. still continue Absolutely. To pray for her. Mm-hmm. Now, Lizzo, this is a big one.
Damn.
Lizzo Man, questions Victoria's Secret's motive.
That was not a good choice of words.
Of course she could have went anywhere with it.
Lizzo questions Victoria's Secret's motive after featuring plus size models in their fashion show promo. Victoria's Secret is bringing back the iconic fashion show after a 4-year hiatus now. So what they've decided to do... I'm so glad this is radio, and I tell you, I'm so glad y'all can't see them right now because they are so childish.
We childish.
You are. So I'm going to continue my story.
All right.
So they're bringing it back, and they're bringing it back with a change, all right? And so what they're going to do is they're going to include plus-size models, which I think is amazing.
I'm
but
shocked they didn't always have them.
Lizzo... See, you still doing it.
No, Victoria's
now,
Secret.
When Lizzo saw the video, mm-hmm. she went to Twitter. She has an opinion. She mm-hmm. said, this is a win for inclusivity's sake. Mm. But if brands start doing this only because they've received backlash, then what happens when the trends change again? Do the CEOs of the companies value true inclusivity, or do they value money? I love that she is looking at both sides. The only part I don't like about her statement is that I want her to take the win. I want her to take the win. Because mm-hmm. I think if you let this statement just be what it is, then it's like a lose-lose situation. You want to be included. Mm-hmm. Then when they include you, then you question it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she should look at it. I think she should look at it and take it as, I have done such a good job of mm-hmm. body positivity that I have influenced this brand of Victoria's Secret, who has never had plus size models on the stage. Now they're there, this could be because of me, and it could be good for the public.
Plus size
larger
models.
Plus size women.
So I thought y'all said I misheard. I thought you said they never had plus size clothing.
No, that's never models. Had plus size models
gotcha,
on
gotcha.
The runway that at makes, their show.
Yeah, that makes no sense. If you're going to have plus size clothing, why wouldn't you ever have plus size models?
And that's why they've been criticized over the years. But she thinks they're just doing it because it's a trend and that's just for right now. And then they'll go back to just using smaller models.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just celebrate it. I think it's a great thing that they're doing it. And I think that her being in the forefront, she should take it as a big win.
Right. I mean, she represents the big girl. She's the one that gives the big girls the motivation.
That's mm-hmm. right. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Sexy at any size.
All right. All right. Well, that was your rumor report. All right. People's Choice mixes up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Some People Have Real Problems by Britt Bennett. Tessa Thompson plays a conflicted woman who imagines living a totally different life. Start listening when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at the home of storytelling, audible.com/breakfastclub.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Portia Williams is here, our co-host. You enjoying yourself so far?
Loving it.
Okay, good.
It's easy. Why people think it's so tough up here? I had a great time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're pampered by Portia sheets.
Did y'all put them on y'all bed yet?
Not yet.
Okay, I want a real review my last day. I want y'all to tell me how you feel. Be honest. Be Breakfast Club honest.
Well, you can't really give a good review about sheets until you wash them for the first time. Because yours is supposed to be 1,800 thread count.
First of all, when you get a brand new pair of sheets, you're supposed to wash them before you put them on your bed.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, you don't know because your wife does that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's how
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you wash everything first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so let her wash and put them on the bed. Do what you do. And then on my last day, I want y'all to give me a review.
Right,
a live
okay.
review.
Uh-huh. Done.
Okay, bet.
Done. Right, cool. And also, too, man, I want to tell y'all, make sure to get your tickets for the Black Effect Podcast Festival, okay, happening April 22nd in Atlanta at Pullman Yards, okay? It's a day of food and music and live podcasts, some of your favorite podcasts like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady, and it's hosted by myself and Just Hilarious, man. So go get your tickets wherever you get tickets and go to blackeffect.com for more info, okay?
All right. Okay. When we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Portia Williams, joining us. Portia, you're getting too comfortable. You with the issues with us. You with the shit.
You mean to. That's the funny part.
No.
I don't. I really. That's the synergy of it all. It's the synergy for me.
Goodness gracious.
It just comes out.
All right. Well, you got a positive note?
Yes, man. The positive note is simply this. It comes from one of my favorite Instagram pages, The Healing Guide, man. This morning they posted, a lot of us are actually learning what it is to truly heal. You see, in a culture like ours, we were never taught the importance of healing. We were only taught to survive, not heal. Bury the trauma alive and survive.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.